the Chinese government on behalf of the people who died. Like, I think that is, you know, and maybe it's not worth the expense, because what are the chances you could even collect if, even if you were, you know, the judgment was ruled in your favor. But that's the type of thing I think that, you know, I think if you were going to look at someone and sue someone, that's who I think it would be.
Something we're going to be talking about a lot between now and February 6th, which is the presidential preference primary. And that is, we've got yet another candidate in the Republican field. He is Will Hurd, the congressman from Texas, former congressman from Texas. And he is a moderate, and he is an anti-Trumper. What do you make of the polling currently? In fact, the former president over the weekend at the Faith and Freedom dinner in D.C., he said there's a poll out that shows he's leading the field 77-23. First of all, is that possible?
I have not seen anything that dramatic. I mean, I guess anything's possible in one poll, but, you know, I think Trump's basically, you know, he's like the team that's got the big lead, and they're playing prevent defense, and they're running the ball up the middle, trying to run out the clock. I mean, basically his argument is, you know, vote for me because I'm winning. And I think he, you know, that he's got a real vulnerability. You know, I guess Trump's other argument is, you know, they're coming after me because they really hate you. I think that's actually a really strong argument for Republican primary voters. But there's not really been a lot on, like, the policy front or the cultural issues that I think are really motivating people. And if that polling lead ever, like, starts to dip in a significant way, and all of a sudden he's no longer inevitable, you know, then that starts kind of creating its own momentum of, well, I was going to vote for Trump because, you know, it's his right to go back and try and finish things off, and he's being persecuted, and all of a sudden it's like, well, if the polls start moving, DeSantis starts gaining, well, you know, DeSantis has done a lot of really good stuff in Florida, and maybe it's time for someone younger and a little more disciplined who's not quite as bombastic, and you know, so I think it's one of those things where it's like, if Trump wins, it's going to be significantly, you know, like he'll stay above, you know, a 20-point lead above everyone else. But, you know, if you ever start seeing it dip down to a 10% lead for Trump, I think that kind of drop is just going to be so bad for him and for his, like, aura of invincibility that he's going to start really going into free fall.
And look at this field. It's like 11 or 12 right now. If not Trump or not DeSantis, then who? Who is it that can challenge?
Well, I think that's really a tough question, because I really do think it's going to be one of those two. I mean, I think you would say, oh, who do I think could catch fire?
Chris Christie.
Maybe Scott. Christie's toast. I mean, he might. Maybe he does well in New Hampshire, but, you know, he's too moderate, and he's kind of got this aura of, like, you know, I hugged Obama after the Hurricane Sandy, and I don't think people think he's going to go in there and fight. You know, maybe Scott bridges the gap, or Haley. You know, I think those would be the two that I would think would come next.
It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. We'll be talking about it probably every Monday, because the field keeps changing. Thank you so much, my friend. Always good to see you and to talk to you. We'll do it again, okay?
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, Kevin.
Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Coming up, the Faith and Freedom Forum in in D.C. over the weekend. The former president, Donald J. Trump, spoke. You'll hear some of the highlights coming up in the next half hour as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you shopping for healthcare coverage for a small business? Whether you're renewing a plan or shopping for a new one, the Vegas Chamber Health Plan, backed by Anthem, has many of the advantages usually reserved for a larger organization, like access to care across Nevada at lower cost. Lock in quality health care at budget-friendly prices through July 2024. Go to vegaschamber.com/anthem. Brought to you by the Vegas Chamber in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, watch for major delays on Interstate 15 northbound. Apparently a cement mixer has tipped over, and it's blocking several lanes on Interstate 15 northbound before Lake Mead. So do give yourself some extra time to squeeze through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl on Interstate 15 north, about a three-mile backup all the way to Charleston there. Also, watch for crashes. Rainbow at Flamingo, Jones at Smoke Ranch, Spring Mountain at Decatur. That road work continues on Charleston. That's both directions between Pecos and Lamb. And we're seeing some congestion on the Beltway 215 westbound as well at the airport connector.
In the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Sean Sears with the KMZQ Sport Flash. Well, it appears Aiden Hill's not going to be going anywhere. The Stanley Cup-winning goalie, who won 11 games for the Golden Knights en route to their first title, reportedly closing in on a multi-year extension to stay in Vegas. Sportsnet is reporting a two-year deal with an average annual value of $4.9 million, more than double what Hill made in his prior contract at $2.125 million AAV. Three members of the Las Vegas Aces will be named starters to the 2023 2023 WNBA All-Star Game in Vegas next month. Aja Wilson and Chelsea Gray will be joining Jackie Young. Now, Wilson was the leading All-Star vote-getter for the second consecutive season and will serve as team captain. The All-Star Game set to be played on Saturday, July 15th at Michelob Ultra Arena in Vegas. For lightning fast updates as news happens, download the Score app. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Sean Zeers with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/FREE.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot from my dear friend Dr. Mary Hurdy and the Hurdy Center for Cosmetic Surgery. Did you know Dr. Hurdy was the first female plastic surgeon in Nevada to become board certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery? Dr. Hurdy's originally from Milwaukee. She brings her Midwestern values to all her endeavors. She goes above and beyond to make sure every patient has a rewarding experience and a beautiful outcome. The Hurdy Center for Cosmetic Surgery specializes in cosmetic surgery, Botox and fillers, laser resurfacing, cool sculpting, facials, chemical peels, and more. Dr. Hurdy is not only my friend, but she's also my doctor. So I speak from experience when I say she is truly the best. If you're looking for highly personalized care with a doctor you can trust, then look no further. Call the Hurdy Center at 702-732-9600. That's 732-9600 or visit HurdyCenter.com. You owe it to yourself to look and feel your best. 702-732-9600.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Monday edition of Live and Local. Don't forget, coming up later, Wayne Allen Root will join us just after 2 o'clock. He'll have a lot to say, I'm sure, about the Faith and Freedom Foundation dinner over the weekend. The former president, Donald J. Trump, spoke. We'll talk about that. I'll let you hear some highlights coming up in just a bit. But, gentlemen, Jim, you've got a story that I find hard to believe, trying to help people out. And yet, give us the backstory.
Well, there is a football player for the Buffalo Bills, and not that one, not DeMar Hamlin, but another one of his teammates, Jordan Poyer. He's a strong safety for the Buffalo Bills, and unfortunately for him and the people that he was trying to help with his ECMC Foundation, which it helps underserved populations. And it's a fundraising event. And they were going to have a golf tournament. And that golf tournament was going to be at Trump National Doral in Florida. And because it's associated with Donald Trump, apparently the sports team that Jordan Poyer works with, Avalon Sports, says that they... Well, they released this statement, Kevin. It says, we would like to inform the general public and the media outlets that the Jordan Poyer Celebrity Tournament scheduled to take place on July 10th has been rescheduled for next year. The tournament is a charitable initiative that Jordan has been working with the past 6 months, and they've been trying to raise some money. So because of the association, there was a backlash from this Avalon Sports team, and they didn't want to take the heat. So they gave a call to Jordan, said, sorry, buddy, we can't do it this year.
So all these people that were going to be helped are out in the cold.
They're out in the cold just because they were going to have a fundraiser at something that had Trump's name on it.
That's
what we're dealing with here. These people, they wanted to help underserved communities. I would assume that that would be black and brown people.
So short-sighted. So short-sighted. That's incredible. Speaking of Trump, former President Donald J. Trump spoke at the Faith and Freedom Foundation dinner Saturday in D.C., and I want you to hear, this is cut number one, and we've got plenty of highlights. I promised we'd have highlights from the speech. I got tons of them. This was the Faith and Freedom Foundation dinner talking about, and be ready, because you're not going to believe this number. New polling numbers are out on the GOP presidential race. Listen to this.
We do have great poll numbers. You know, we've just got some poll numbers. 77 to 23. That was good.
You're going to win this.
That is good. That's against the Republicans and beating Biden by 11. You say, why only 11? How could he possibly do so well? But it's a real mess. Our country's in a horrible situation. Since 2016, Faith and Freedom Coalition volunteers have knocked on 17.8 million doors, reached over 30 million Christian voters in their homes. And last year alone, you reached another 30 million voters in their churches. Incredible job that Ralph and the group do. No group has fought harder in defense of the Judeo-Christian values that we all stand for and uphold, and no group will be more crucial to our magnificent victory on Election Day 2024. So important. That'll be the most important election we've ever had. I said it with 2016, but I say it with 2024. I think even more strongly going to be the most important election this country has ever had, because our country is going to hell. With your help, we're going to evict crooked Joe Biden from the White House, and we're going to take back our country, and we're going to make America great again.
What happens if, and I'll pose this question, we'll get maybe to some calls coming up in our next segment. What happens if these poll numbers hold up and, you know, coming into Nevada, you know, on February 6th, what happens if these poll numbers don't move? Or they move more in Trump's direction? You can't get any better than 77-23. That's almost like, I'm just saying, is it possible that the message of DeSantis and Christie and Ramaswamy, that they're not going to resonate with the American people, and people are going to say, we want Trump? Watch my lips. I want it this way. What happens if that happens? That's the dilemma. Tell you what, we'll talk more about this coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi friends, it's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you're like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at mrsfixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm not sure where Donald Trump got the information, the polling information, 77-23 on the field nationally. I'm not sure where he got those numbers. 77% for Trump, the field 23. What happens if, though? Let's just say those numbers aren't exactly correct, but they're nearly correct. What happens then if we get into February of next year and the... the presidential preference primary here in Nevada, and those kind of numbers are still out there. What happens then? What if Mike Pence can't convince you that he's the one, and the numbers remain heavily in Trump's favor? What is going to happen then? This was Mike Pence. He was on Fox News Sunday yesterday with Shannon Bream. Talking about the coalition that he needs to put together. I mean, what happens, all these candidates, 11, 12, whatever there are, 13, I don't know. I lost track myself. What happens to a guy like Mike Pence? Here is Mike Pence yesterday on Fox News Sunday.
Over the last 20 years, I've been a vice president of the United States. I've been a governor of a successful state, and I've been a leading House conservative for 12 years in the Congress. And we just felt compelled to step forward and offer our candidacy. And we're gonna take our case, our background, our experience, our vision to bring America back to those common sense conservative values to every voter. You know, you and I have known each other since my days in the Congress of the United States. You You know, back when I was fighting the big spenders in my own party, and you know the stance that I took for the right to life when I was a member of Congress. I authored the first legislation to defund Planned Parenthood that had ever been authored and passed in the House of Representatives. And then years as a governor, and also the story of our family and our values. We'll be ready day one, if we have the privilege to serve as President of the United States, to steer our country back to those common sense conservative principles that have always made us strong and prosperous and free.
And you're not afraid of getting into some of these difficult issues like abortion. You have said you want the entire GOP field to commit to at least a 15-week national ban. Here is a warning from a poll that is out that says Americans overwhelmingly oppose a federal law banning abortion nationwide by 80 to 14%. Those surveyed oppose the idea of a national ban, including 65% of Republicans and 83% of independents. So how do you sell this to an American public that, according to these numbers, doesn't want a national ban?
Well, first off, you know, I'm pro-life. I don't apologize for it. And this weekend, we're celebrating a historic victory. When 1 year ago, the Supreme Court of the United States sent Roe versus Wade to the ash heap of history and gave the American people a new beginning for life. I couldn't be more proud of the some 20 states that have advanced protections for the unborn and support for women facing crisis pregnancy. And I think it's imperative not only this primary campaign begins, but as men and women step forward for office in the Republican Party all across the country, that we speak with clarity about a commitment to the sanctity of life, that we make it clear that we'll stand on principle, but we'll also stand with compassion. Shannon, look, we 62 million unborn lives lost, and just about as many women who have endured the two generations under abortion. I think we need to bring a message of grace. We need to bring a message of kindness. We need to come alongside women in crisis pregnancies. That's how we're going to win hearts and minds. It's so much more important than politics to me, but I also think it's a winning issue. I did this week call on every other candidate for the Republican nomination to support a minimum standard of a 15-week ban on abortion at the national level. That would align American law with most of the countries in Europe that literally ban abortion after 12 to 15 weeks. Our laws at the national level today are more aligned with North Korea, China, and Iran.
That's Mike Pence. I happen to believe that talking about abortion is not a winning issue because we saw what happened here in the state of Nevada. It's not a winning issue. Anyway, we'll talk about this. And I want to get back to the original question, which is, you know, you have to put together a coalition. But what if these numbers stand up? And again, I don't know what the source of the polling is, but 77 to 23 for Trump is amazing. It's to be honest, it's unbelievable. Trump said it. Take it with a grain of salt. Fact check it if you want. But the fact is, those numbers are unbelievable. I mean, they're unbelievable. We'll get to your calls coming up in a couple of minutes. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Apparently, a lot of you still like Donald J. Trump. But what happens if these polls don't move? What happens if Ramaswamy and Will Hurd and all of these candidates, what if their message doesn't resonate with the American public? And what if the American public says, to hell with all of you, we want Trump, period? What do we do then? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With every other attorney in town talking about winning and how much they've won, it's time we look at the facts and set the record straight. Learn & Row has helped over 150,000 people collect billions of dollars for their injuries, with over $1 billion recovered in the last 5 years alone. We have over 50 attorneys and over 400 legal professionals and their resources to fight for you. The reality is, there's Learn & Row. Then there's everybody else.
Learner and Rope is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state offices. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to Nevada.